Debbie Ngaruapaka is with us. We haven't spoken for a bit too, so it's great to catch up with you again. Debbie, te nākwe.
Morena, it's been a while. What's going on?
What's going on? Well, you don't send me flowers anymore. It's great to catch. I've been all right, thanks. Thanks very much. Well, thank you. Listen, there'll be a few things. This wind farm in Taranaki, I see that they've got one big advance unit that is lurking there. It's been a sort of subject hoo-ha for you for many years now. And despite opposition, first it was Trans-Tasman Resources, now it's this a massive wind farm. Where are we at with the latter?
The latter, the hapū, have been into the courts to... there's a lot to this permit, but long story short, these are... connected with synthetic fertilisers and things as well, so it's not just the wind aspect of it. So, and that's what we're contending with. We've got a lot of extractors, polluters, who now sort of want to be rebranded as being part of sustainable energy, but actually they've still got hangover from some of these synthetic fertiliser seepage and stuff that they're creating around our awa and around our whenua. So the hapū have been into... court down in Pōneke, and my understanding is still waiting for a decision. In fact, they went into that with Greenpeace. And you know, again, this is the problem is kaitiaki, that we end up in the courts and reliant on the Pākehā system that allowed them to be there to try and help undo them being there. So the real, I just want to be clear, the real problem there is the hangover from the polluting aspect of that business versus the wind proposal. Yeah, nothing's ever simple, is it?
Nothing's ever simple, sister. You've been to Murupara. Tell us more, because you're paying respects to Maraikura Kaimahi Whotau Māori. Kōrero mai.
Aye. Whotau Māori, she was visionary, scrapper, a dignified scrapper. Both her and Pimp have been extremely instrumental in a lot of te ao Māori kaupapa. And so I think it was really important to travel. And now that we've got three, MPs, we can leave one in the house and go and do some kaupapa. But, I think it was really important to get over and be with the hapū over at Murupara and... it was a beautiful, beautiful time over there for a sad time. And I guess, this is that time of year really, as we have Matariki and Puhanga, the waka of the new year for us comes, the new seasons, but also this is a lot of time when we see a lot of our whahaki, our kaumātua leave. We've also got a kuia, staunch supporter up at Waiotiri here in Pātia, Auntie Betty Anderson. We lost our whaia, Sally West. She sadly went the night before we arrived in Rotorua. So, thoughts to all of those that are, and we see the waka being filled at this time of year. But it was real humbling to be there with the whānau and to share our love. Tūturua was there waiting, and it was beautiful kōrero on the pai to mihi to all her hard work, to her wakapapa, and to thank, really, most importantly, the hapū, who shared her with te ao Māori. She was one of our first founding members, and was an honour to be able to tautoko seen our whaia off.
Moi mai, I don't know if we mentioned her name, it was Waimatao Murphy Bird, and Debbie and Lauri have been along to the tangi at Murupara. Thanks. The other issue, of course, which is ongoing, isn't it, is climate change. And last night there was some criticism of all the Māori MPs, and I guess it includes you two, all three. And it was directed from Annette Sykes towards Donna Awatere Huata, who was a host on our talkback last night, saying that, climate issues continue to be a threatening beast, yet she is unconvinced that our people have gone into bat as strongly as we could. You might defend Te Pāti Māori's stance here, but the criticism from Annette was Parliament-wide, more Māori MPs than ever before, but not enough bolshy ones. Do you think we could have a few more, or do you think that over time some politicians can go in there with good intentions but become quite complicit because that's the nature of the game?
Oh, I think good on Annette. Good on her for raising the kōrero. I totally tautoko her. We have the largest Māori caucus in government than we've ever had. And I only saw one Māori in that house standing up and fighting against seabed mining. 90% of everything that we have comes from the ocean. It's the largest employer of Indigenous people throughout the world. And there was only, one little Māori standing up in that house fighting to have that members' bill. You know, and I think supported, and it got completely voted down by the government with the largest Māori caucus. I mean, this is, that I've been really open. There's only one Māori and one party that's called for the resignation of the climate change minister, because I've been so disappointed and disgusted at how slow we are with, winding up synthetic fertiliser. We've seen more support for the agriculture sector. They need to create a fund to wind up the things that are polluting our water. So, pai te wero. And I guess if we were to talk about urgency, we see more urgency going on to help the duopolies and help keep GST on kai, help justify why corporate businesses can go through and be subsidised when individuals have to pay things back during pandemics. I just have always been highly critical of what the government is doing for climate change. And God, I tell you, if I'm hard on them, imagine what National and ACT, the Coalition of Colonisers, is going to be like. So I just think there has not been a strong performance in that house for addressing the climate crisis. It's not climate change, we're in crisis mode. But I'm proud of the fact that two MPs, when we've had a chance, our members' bills have been about the environment and have been about ending poverty, and those are all part and parcel of the environmental crises that we deal with. So, pai te wero. I think more of us need to actually highlight the apathetic ways that both parties, and I'll be honest, at this time of the year, you would expect to see some big, bold, brave, policies coming through. There's nothing on either side. But I've been in that house, and I have seen every one of those parties, bar, Eugenie Sage, she stood up to back us. But I have seen every one of those parties, and Māori, again, the largest Māori caucus, and Māori that are in National, and not one of them backed us in preventing the desecration of our moana. Not one. So kapa, I totally put that kōrero.
Good talking with you again too, sister. Thanks very much for taking our call, and I look forward to talking with you again. Sorry about the delays of recent times. We'll get it sorted. Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Ngarua Packer, one of the three party Māori MPs.